Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2433. 6 Foolproof Ways to Avoid Weightlifting Injuries by Daniel Friedman with BachPerformance.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your personal narrator, reading the best health and fitness blogs to you so that you don't have to read them yourself. And with that, let's get right to another post as we optimize your life. 6 Foolproof Ways to Avoid Weightlifting Injuries by Daniel Friedman with BachPerformance.com. If you train hard enough and long enough, weightlifting injuries will happen. It's simply part of the game when you're pushing your body to the limit in an effort to build muscle, strength, and optimize health. Plus, Father Time eventually comes a-knockin' for even the smartest of lifters. As we age, we don't recover quite as fast. Those dull aches will grow in intensity, and heck, your progress may slow to a trickle. The sobering truth is your training must adapt the older you get, and the more time you spend under the bar. Here are 6 foolproof tweaks to reduce pain, boost performance, and make you look better without living in the gym. 1. Slow down your tempo. In the case of joint-friendly training, slowing your tempo down will increase your time under tension. You'll create the skin-splitting, muscle-building pump of metabolic stress while protecting your joints. With the exception of well-planned, explosive movements, slow down the eccentric or down phase of your lifts to reduce joint stress while putting more tension on your muscles. On your lifts, try a 3-1-1 tempo. This means take 3 seconds to lower the weight during the down phase, hold for a 1 second pause at the bottom, and then start your next rep. The payoff. With this method, you'll create more muscular stress while protecting your joints. 2. Add pauses to your reps. If you've missed a bench press off your chest or get stuck in the hole on squat, you've hit a dreaded sticking point. Unfortunately, a lack of control in sticking points is when most injuries occur. You've probably seen these examples before. A lifter bouncing the bar off his chest in a feeble attempt to muster a few more pounds. Or a lifter bouncing out of the hole on a squat, only to round his back and let out a blood-curdling scream before the weight comes crashing down. Neither of these situations are optimal for longevity or performance. Instead of using momentum, practice pauses during your reps. The payoff. You'll learn to hold an ideal joint position when your body is most vulnerable, building resilient movement patterns and bone-crushing strength at the same time. 3. Increase your range of motion. For a muscle to contract optimally, it should be in an extended position. Instead of relegating yourself to partial rep exercises, increase the range of motion and drop the weight, especially on higher rep, hypertrophy-based exercises. Doing so will simultaneously improve tissue length and joint mobility while reinforcing the movement with stability on the upcoming muscle contraction. The payoff. For pain-free muscle growth, always lift with precision control and with a full range of motion when possible. 4. In some cases, reduce the range of motion. While it is important to work through a full range of motion like I just said, you must only do so in a range of motion you can control. Consider a common example, deadlifts. So when it comes to deadlifts, you'd be much better off pulling from blocks or changing to a sumo or trap bar stance to put your spine in a safer position. The payoff. Yes, lifting with a full range of motion is important, but only if you can control it. 5. Take shorter rest periods strategically. With technical, explosive, and near-maximal exercises, ensure you're getting plenty of rest, like 2 to 3 minutes or more between sets to optimize technique and performance. But what happens once you've moved on to your higher rep muscle building work? Well, working out with shorter rest periods improves your work capacity and gives you a better pump. The payoff. Doing more work in less time makes your workouts more efficient and effective, especially if you're racing the clock throughout your workout. Heck, you might even knock out what most of us tend to neglect. Lastly, 6, reduce axial loading. Axial loading, or top-down loading, from compound exercises like squats, cleans, deadlifts, etc., is excellent for boosting total body strength, muscle, and improving bone density. However, your body begins to handle axial loading less effectively as you age. Don't eliminate compound lifts completely, but if you've been training for years, you'd be wise to dial back your lifts 5 to 10%, or drop a few pounds, or drop the number of reps you're doing. Building a high-performance body comes down to training in a way that improves your life, not consuming it. The payoff. Underpinning your success is your ability to stay consistent, which is only possible if you're healthy. The big takeaway. Tame your ego, my friend. Make these small tweaks to your training and you'll be able to boost intensity and performance without compromising longevity. You just listened to the post titled 6 Foolproof Ways to Avoid Weightlifting Injuries by Daniel Friedman with BachPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As I was reading to you the list of injuries that can occur from weightlifting, I was thinking to myself, hey, that's happened to me. Yep, that one too. Progress slowing down to a trickle? Check. When I think back to all of my weightlifting injuries and setbacks, they were mostly caused by silly mistakes. Mistakes that were usually caused by my ego or laziness. My first injury I still remember was getting tendonitis in my left elbow. Tendonitis is inflammation of the tendon, the connective tissue that connects our muscles to our bones. And this happened in my case because of overuse. I was trying to get into shape really fast, so I was weightlifting and doing lots of bench presses. Then I was swimming twice a week, which is mostly an upper body exercise, believe it or not, and playing tennis twice a week. All of these exercises led to overuse of the muscles in my arms and, The result was tendonitis. The pain was so bad, it would wake me up in the middle of the night. My doctor said I needed to stop everything to allow the inflammation in my arm to go down. Definitely not ideal when my goal was to get into better shape. Now, the next injury was caused by trying to perform a heavy deadlift that my body simply wasn't ready for. The following one was caused by trying to perform a box jump on a box that was way too high. Now, it may sound like the takeaway here is to never try. Don't ever try to push your body. But that's not what I or today's author, Daniel, are saying at all. In fact, Daniel provided us with 6 ways to reduce our chances of getting injured when weightlifting while still successfully training beyond our current limits. I just wish I had this list when I was starting out. In fact, I'm going to leave you with a quote that summarizes what we've been talking about quite nicely. Quote, 3 great essentials to achieving anything worthwhile are, first, hard work, second, stick-to-itiveness, and third, common sense. Thomas Edison. So I could have used a bit more common sense when I was starting out. That probably would have prevented a number of these silly injuries. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.